In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So I've got a question for you all this morning. Have you ever had a time in your life when your body decided to remind you about a part of it that you hadn't been thinking of before? Maybe a surgery does it. Maybe shoveling the snow. Maybe playing with a kid on the floor or stretching for that one thing that was just a little out of reach and then you felt that little pop. Has your body ever reminded you of a part of it that you had totally forgotten existed? Or for that matter, has your mind ever reminded you that it's a very active part of your body and it can make your whole body kind of be at hostage because of what it's thinking? Anybody ever had one of those nights where your mind just keeps racing and racing? It won't stop. No matter what you do, it's got more to say and more to tell you, right? And your whole body is impacted by that one little part. It's amazing. Paul knows what he's talking about when he talks about the body being interconnected, about all of the pieces building this one glorious and yet utterly confusing unit, which we call the human body. He understands that when you get a paper cut, suddenly that one finger is incredibly sensitive and it holds the rest of the body hostage, reminding it that anything you do to that finger really, really matters, right? The body belongs together. It's interconnected. Now, Paul isn't telling us this simply because he wants us to pay attention to our whole body. Paul is talking about this because he wants us to understand something about being Christian, something about being human. He wants us to understand that as much as we might like to think that we can go it alone, that we can be individuals floating in our own little world, the fact of the matter is we are connected to each other. We need each other. We can't pretend that the pain or the hurt or the joy or the happiness of others isn't in some way tied in and connected to us. It's a simple reminder, really, that others matter, that we are connected, that there's something that draws us together. And yet it's foundational for human life. It's foundational, taking us back to the very basics of what it is to be human. We belong to each other. We need each other. We can't do the Christian life on our own any more than my thumb or my knee can pull off being my body on their own. Basic. And yet important. And it's interesting, actually it's kind of amazing to me, that at the same time that Paul reminds us of this simple truth, that we need each other, Jesus begins at the very beginning of his ministry today. In the gospel, he starts at the very beginning. Not in a manger, mind you, but in a synagogue. Not with some newfangled religious idea, but actually with ancient Jewish poetry taken from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Jesus understands his ministry and his work as God's ministry and work. And he says his job is really quite simple: to bring good news to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor to all. Jesus goes back to basics. He remembers who he is. He remembers who God is. He remembers how he is called to interact with and bless those who are so often forgotten in the midst of our society and our world. I think it's a gift to have these two beginning texts put side by side on this annual meeting Sunday. These readings remind us of the very building blocks of who Jesus is and who the church is. To me, it reminds us of three simple yet important things. One, Like it or not, folks, we need each other. Without each other, I'm like my thumb trying to be my body. We need to be connected with one another. That's the first thing I hear. The second thing is that Jesus is in our midst, just as he was in the midst of that synagogue. And he is in our midst, offering us hope and healing in places that otherwise we might not have much hope. And finally, Jesus reminds us that as he is in our midst and we are connected with each other, we are not simply here for ourselves. We, the body of Christ, are gathered together to offer hope and blessing to each other and to the world beyond these walls. Three wonderful realities that we are reminded of on this blessed day. We aren't alone, but we're connected. Jesus is in our midst to bless us. We are called to be a blessing to each other and to the world. On this day, as we move towards our annual meeting, as we reflect a little bit on 2018, and as we look more importantly to the future, to where God is calling us to, I pray and I hope that we could hold these realities in our midst, that we could remember that we need each other, that we are connected, that Jesus is here, and that we are called to bless. Remember those fundamental truths. Amen.